just haven't met you.
There he is, Mr. Michael Bublé, who returns tonight in the 28th season premiere of The Voice. And he's judging along with Reba McEntire, Snoop Dogg, and Niall Horan of One Direction fame. And there's another sign that it's fall, right? All the new television starts to appear here. The Voice is back tonight. Wednesday night, 49th season of Survivor with Jake Latimer from Regina. Not living in Alberta, but I'll be watching. I've watched every season of Survivor, but particularly looking forward to seeing how the Regina boy does when Survivor's back on Wednesday night. Yeah, fall arriving officially over the noon hour today, 12:19 to be exact, so here we are, half a day of summer, half a day of fall, I guess, but Monday night or tonight, if you're not watching The Voice, Ravens and the Lions, man, that was a wild Sunday afternoon of football. I have to admit, I don't watch intently early in the season, but I flip it on, I'm in and out, and I watched a little, and I caught the ending of that Eagles-Rams game. Eagles were down like 5 points with less than 2 minutes to go. They scored a touchdown with only a minute 48 left in the game. The Rams got within field goal range and only trailed by one. And then this.
Joshua Cardi's hit 4 field goals today. His last one was blocked. From 44, Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time, Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on!
That big man they're talking about, Jordan Davis, he tips the Toledos well over 330 pounds, and the NFL even noted that he ran just 18 miles per hour, the fastest speed, just, that was pretty good, the fastest speed recorded by a 300-plus pound linebacker as a ball carrier, they said. That was fun to watch. Man, he's just an athlete, that guy. 33-26 final for the Eagles over the Rams, another stunner from the Browns against the Packers. That, too, a wild finish. Packers trying a 43-yard field goal. Game tied at 10. 27 seconds left on the clock.
The kick is blocked! It is blocked! The Browns get the swat and turn the Packers away!
Yeah, so the Browns take the ball back with a second on the clock. They try their own field goal for the win.
Good snap. Good hold. The kick is on the way. The kick is good!
Oh.
55-yarder,
Packers lose to the Browns 13-10. Got to look back to Friday night high school football action locally here. Campbell knocking off Knoll. The rivalry continues. 30-18 for Campbell in that one. Riffle beat O'Neill 44-7. Ouch. Johnson over Sheldon. Miller took Leboldus. So high school football is heating up now. Huge win for our Huskies in Saskatoon. They beat our Rams. I'm a Rams fan all the way. Friday, they lost 21-20 in an instant Prairie Classic. Tough loss for the Rams. First loss of the season, but Vanier Cup. We're going to the Cup this year. I know we are. Regina Thunder survived the late game rally by Winnipeg on Sunday. They defeated the Rifles 41-40 in the Prairie Football Conference. Thriller there. The Thunder now get ready for a big marquee matchup Saturday in Saskatoon. They're going to battle the Hilltops 5-1. So it's for first place in the PFC. If you missed it too, an update on Ryder tailgating next season from our own Premier Scott Moe, who was on the Evan Bray Show Friday. He confirmed the province in talks with the Riders to assist in making it legal.
The Rough Rider organization had requested a conversation around this. And listen, you know, we want to do anything that we can to support, you know, all the organizations, professional or amateur that we have in the province, whether it be lacrosse, whether it be football, whether it be hockey, whatever that is. And so when an organization like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who are really the, you know, the heart and soul of the CFL, come and say, listen, we want to explore the opportunities for tailgating. You've seen this success south of the border in the NFL and college ball. You know, I think it's a very open thing for us to have a look at as Rider Nation, and this is a good year to have the discussion, because looks like we'll be in the Grey Cup, and I'm very, very confident that we're going to bring that Grey Cup home. And what is most beautiful about that is we're going to bring it home from Winnipeg.
Yeah, that would be beautiful, wouldn't it? But there you have it. The Premier said, yeah, they're working on it. Look who's back from holiday. Slimmer, trimmer, all new improved Kevin Martell to the 980 CJME Newsroom. Have a good week off.
Yeah, I was slimmer. I don't know about that. You probably gained a couple pounds eating ice cream and eating out every day. So, but it was good. No, yeah, we went to Victoria.
Oh, nice.
Saw some old trees up Vancouver Island, Greg. An 800-year-old Douglas fir tree. You think you're old.
Wow.
These things are, and they're massive, man. These things are just, yeah, I have a picture of me like hugging it and you know. I'm not a tree hugger, per se, but in this case, I tried to be.
See how I ignored your shot at my age, yet I can't believe that someone took a holiday for a week to go hug a tree. So, welcome back, Kevin Bartel. Nice to have you. What do you think the CFL announcement is coming up at 11 o'clock here this morning? They said, in their words, significant changes to the game. You can't go changing the game two-thirds into the season, can you?
Well, it's got to be big enough where you're coming out, yeah, like you'd say right in the middle of the season, but towards the end of the season, and significant changes. So is it something to the rules? And if it is a change to the rule, would you think it would be right away? Like, do you not usually announce these kinds of things in the off season? Like, so it's the timing is really suspect for me on this.
Significant changes to the game.
What do you think? Schedule?
Perhaps the way they throw that out there. They've got us believing it could be to the season now, but maybe it's for next season because there's been talk of wanting to start the season earlier, so the Grey Cup is earlier,
yeah,
to avoid colder weather. I don't know. Some people think it's, you know, perhaps four-down football. There was that NFL Argonaut announcement last week, and that got a few prickles raised there.
Jamie Nye, in his Buzz commentary this morning that we have in sports, says that, or believes that some of the old school CFL fans might not care for whatever changes they are going to announce today.
All right. Well, we will have details at 11 o'clock our time. They will be holding court, and we'll be all over that one for you for sure, too. Embracing fall, Kevin. It is difficult. Clearly, you embrace it easily. You're hugging trees in Victoria, so.
Fall is my favorite season, Greg.
Is it really?
It is my favorite season.
Is it the beauty, Kevin? Is that the reason?
It's a lot of things. I like the weather. Uh-huh. I like fall weather. I like that light coat weather.
You like the fall crunching of leaves?
The colors, Greg, don't you ever just stop and breathe it all in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. It was beautiful yesterday. I was out at Pasqua Lake. We spent the weekend. Kids dived off the pontoon on Saturday evening as the sun was going down. One last swim. It was a beautiful, crystal clear evening, calm on Pasqua Lake. Next thing you know, we're hauling in the dock. Pontoon's out of the water. Summer's over. Summer's my favorite, Kevin. I find it difficult to embrace.
I mean, winter is closer, so I feel that's like a another lot of people reason. Might not like that about fall, but there's very little in fall that I don't like.
As I try to embrace fall as best as I can, maybe you can suggest 1-877-300-7275. How do you embrace fall? Would love to hear you. The city wants to hear from us now, Kevin, on what?
Yeah, on a number of things. Homeless encampments, for one. And so they're collecting public feedback. And that could include, should there be a designated site, a designated area, one specific spot where homeless encampments can go up. So that's part of the feedback that the city will be getting to make a final decision in sometime in November is
Kevin,
what we
Kevin,
believe.
Kevin, I know why they should do this, but it always comes down to not in my neighborhood. I hear that so often, you know. What were you supposed to put up on Albert Street there near the McDonald's?
Right, the emergency, the permanent emergency shelter.
Oh, everything's looking not in my neighborhood.
It's tough.
It's so frustrating.
There are always concerns about security when it comes to, you know, are people going to be safe? Are businesses impacted, that are going to be nearby wherever a proposed site like this goes? And certainly businesses do have, you know, these are individuals in many cases that are struggling, right? It's tough for them. So the feedback will be collected, and then eventually presented in November.
All right. You can weigh in at beheard.regina.ca. Thank you, Kevin Martel, from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58.
We traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day.
Perhaps I am mourning the end of summer. Fall arriving over the lunch hour today, officially. I know earlier I was on the phone with CJME Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson. He really embraces fall.
You know, the way I embrace it, Greg, and keep in mind that you're talking to the guy that's from Mississippi. So Mississippi was always scorching hot in the summertime. So when you got that little bit of relief in the fall, it was always good. And, you know, like you said earlier there, you know, with football season, that's when things kind of, you know, pick up a little bit, right? So for me, the way I embrace it is, especially here in Saskatchewan, I start getting the garage ready for wintertime, to be honest with you.
This is a dumb question, I know. I'm talking to Belton Johnson, but given your love of cooking and food, I'll ask anyhow, are there any particular meals that you look forward to preparing now because it's fall?
There is. And the thing is, you know, soups and stews, right? Beef stew is one of my favorites to make of all time. And, you know, just the use of the crock pot a little bit more, right? I still get out on the smoker every now and again, but it's, for me, it's that comfort food and everything that, you know, I got to pack on a little bit of weight to get ready for the wintertime and everything as well, right?
All right, Papa Bear. Happy first day of fall, buddy.
Hey, happy first day of fall.
Man. Oh, man, I'm trying to embrace fall like my man Belton does, but I mean, summer's my season. The music.
Summer breeze. Summer time is.
I miss it already. The heat, the toes in the sand, not squeezing my hands into gardening gloves to rake up leaves and shove them in a big old orange garbage bags that everyone puts on their front lawn. Yesterday, I looked out over the Quapaw Valley as I was coming home for Pasqua Lake and thought, this is gorgeous. And then it just hits me. Like, gorgeous means closing time at the lake, shutting down the cabin. I love the cabin. One last lazy lap around the lake, and then the annual family ritual, hauling in the pontoon boat out of the water, taking the dock apart piece by piece. Goodbye, summer. And no pumpkin spice!
Warning!
This is an official PS alert. You may now continue with your summer activities.
Yeah, no pumpkin spice lattes. That is not how I embrace fall either. I hate the pumpkin spice air freshener. Pass. Pumpkin spice motor oil is probably in the making. And Halloween? I don't mind Halloween, except I can't resist the mini Kit Kats that are everywhere. My waistline doesn't need 48 fun-sized treats. Nothing about them is fun. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, fall does bring back the NHL. Okay, yeah. This has got to be the year the Oilers finally hoist the Stanley Cup, right?
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
And by November, maybe we're celebrating a Grey Cup, huh? The Riders in Winnipeg. But until then, I'm supposed to embrace fall. How? Taking Instagram photos with my friends at Hay Bales. Actually pretending I like sweater weather? No. Or having to dress up at my best friend's Halloween party whose theme is pirates?
Well, I don't want to be a pirate!
Yeah, I don't! So help me, please. What's the secret? How do you embrace fall? I'm walking through crunching leaves and I'm just not enjoying it. Text me 1-877-300-7275 before I start knitting matching plaid scarves for Kevin Martell and I.
Go!
Well, I know on the farm, a lot of my farming friends embrace fall. With the love of harvest time, and man, this hot, dry weather's been good for that, that's for sure. And it will continue to roll on hot and dry for a few more days yet. And one last little first day of fall nugget I discovered here. Statistically, kids who are born in the fall are said to be better students and live longer. Let's welcome my next guest here, Mr. Smarty Pants. Were you born in the fall, Brent Lux?
No.
Oh, so you're not quite as smart as any other.
No, I'm out of here.
Brent I'm out of here. Is here for Evan Bray, who's sitting right now in the grain truck for probably hours upon hours waiting for his brother in the field. Small operation, but he loves it.
Do you think he's got coveralls on?
Oh, yeah, and he probably has no T-shirt, so it's just, you know, he's tanned, he's sweaty. Oh, it's creepy to think about how disgusting it must look, but don't take me there, Brent. Don't take me there. How was your weekend?
Oh, beautiful weekend. Like, this weather is just incredible. Although, you know, I heard you talking about harvest. Last week's crop report showed 53%, which is below the five-year average. And I know one of my farm listeners said, you know, the past number of days they had late last week, it was foggy in the morning and that humidity was kind of slowing things down a little bit. So let's hope for some warm, dry conditions here to get harvest wrapped up over the next week or two.
I know close by, I talked to one of my buddies who farms near Lang, and they were saying that that couple of weeks of rain back in June actually has delayed. So they've been laying low for a couple of weeks waiting for it to kind of get back in the fields, not just because it's been soggy too. But how do you embrace fall? Help me out here. It's my least favorite season. I fall into a bit of a depression because summer is so fun to me. And then I think, it's changing. It just reminds me of what's to come.
I get tired of summer. I get bored with summer. I like the seasons change. I've always loved fall. It's my favorite time of year. Fall suppers, you know, that's the beauty of living in Saskatchewan. You can, like, throw a dart at a map of Saskatchewan any weekend, and you can find a fall supper somewhere in some community hall or rink, whatever it may be. And I see there's a few of them, and I do mean just a few here at the back end of September, but they really take off in October. Oh, and the other sign of fall at my place, we put the fleece sheets on our bed on the weekend.
Well, I thought you were going to say the Kit Kat mini chocolate bars are everywhere, day after day after day. Really, it sounds like you embrace fall by eating more with all the fall suppers.
Oh, yeah. Well, the pie, you know, you go to every fall supper and you got to have pie.
Someone told me the Costco pumpkin pies were out a couple of weeks ago already, alongside the Christmas decorations, too, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what is it here? We're going to carry this live during your show here at 11 o'clock our time, the CFL announcement regarding significant changes to the game. That's all they told us. What do you think this means?
I got no idea. This, like, blindsided us all here this morning with this announcement, as you say, coming at 11. Maybe the way they do kickoffs, maybe they're going to make the change to what the NFL has done. And yet I hope not, because I think the NFL kickoff format is really not very fun.
Nor do I. And then my other thought was, well, it's got to be about the command center, perhaps, if it's something that's changing the game, because they literally are changing the CFL. This command center has been driving me and I think a lot of CFL fans crazy, but what if it's four down football?
Oh, I can't imagine they'd make that jump. Oh, man, if they do that, there'll be riots in the street, won't there?
Well, I would think so, yeah. Because as Jamie said in his commentary, I would think anyone who is a true CFL fan, no matter what happens, they're probably going to be disappointed today in some degree or another. Or are they just fooling us here, Brent? Are they going to say the change is actually coming? Because there's been a lot of talk from this new commissioner about wanting to bump up the Grey Cup, right? Because of weather and, you know, maybe moving it to a Saturday, which I don't think is a bad idea. I'd love to sleep in after a Grey Cup party myself, but
I agree,
maybe
move
the season up. Would you like that?
I think so. And you know what? We got 5 weeks of the regular season left right now. I wouldn't mind seeing it start a little bit earlier. I think of some of those cold November Grey Cups that we've sat on the aluminum seats there at the old Taylor Field.
It's in Winnipeg this weekend. And the last time I went to Winnipeg for a Grey Cup is when it was John Candy's Argonauts. And remember the beer can almost hitting the rocket, Ishmael?
Oh, yeah.
It was so cold, that one. But okay, well, that's 11 o'clock on your show, filling in for Evan Bray. What else you got today?
Oh, we got lots going on. Harlem Globetrotters coming to Regina in January. I got a couple of their key players coming up between 8:30 and 9 today. Man, Harlem Globetrotters, we all remember, you know, Curly Neal.
Metal Ark.
Yeah, Metal Ark. Yeah. We got lots going on. Interesting RCMP guests from the Battlefords joining us. Boy, talk about what goes around comes around. They're going back to nighttime foot patrols and bike patrols in the Battlefords to help cut down, hopefully, on property crime. And I'm thinking a lot of communities would like to see maybe their police doing that. Yeah, we got a busy show on the way for Evan Bray. Evan will be back on Thursday.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, he's not taking the whole week off.
No, just 3 days.
Well, yeah, I guess he's I don't know. I don't know how this company allows him to make extra money on the side like this. They won't let me. It kind of makes me a little angry. But Brent, we'll talk to you again at 8:30.
Thanks.
Brent Lauchs for Evan Bray at 8:30. It's 7:28 now.